It's Erin.
And Nicole.
Welcome.
To Dude That's Fucked Up.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome. Good one, bitch. That's a hint about today's episode.
We know something you don't know,
but you'll know it really soon.
Yeah. Fair, fair, fair.
We have a real, real fun episode for you today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope you like it. Fuck you if you don't.
Just kidding. Ooh, we're on fire. We're sassy tonight.
Spicy. let's see. Do we have any business we want to talk about?
No, I think if people have heard the little spot that we're running for soliciting stories, it's for an upcoming anniversary episode. Mm-hmm. So it's almost our 3-year anniversary.
Yep.
So, I mean, you can even call and just, like, leave us a fun message just to say hi.
You don't have to, you know, say a story or anything. Yeah. You can just be like, hey, what's up? I love you.
Yeah.
But, like, not in a weird way. You know?
Yeah,
in a platonic, cool, like, podcaster, listener way.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
I don't know.
So cute.
Yeah. So if you caught that at the beginning, this is not evergreen. So
yeah.
If it's already passed, then sorry about that.
Yep.
If you're just new to the podcast and it's another 3 years later.
Yeah. The phone number is dead.
Yeah. That's all the business, I think.
I think so. Excuse me.
Anything fucked up for you this week?
No, I just like kept thinking I was getting sick, but I think I'm okay. Excuse me. I'm very burpy right now. It's unrelated. But yeah, I'm just staving it off, trying to eat like emergency packets, like a fucking dipstick or whatever, that fun stick.
Yeah,
I'm just I like lick my finger and just like put it in there and rub it on my teeth like a little addict. And,
like a little cocaine,
yep,
cokehead.
Like a little party girl.
Yeah.
But it's emergency.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, I don't really have that much going on. What about you?
Nothing much here. I just watched Parasite, though.
Oh.
Dude.
It was great.
That movie is fucking amazing.
Oh.
Like, it just won the Academy Award, and I was like, okay, I should watch this.
Oh.
And I did, and man.
Worth it.
What a film. Have you seen it?
No. I was talking to someone about this today because I feel like people keep telling me to watch it, and then it's like the more people tell me, the more it feels.
This is
someone else's quote, but it feels like homework.
No, totally.
Like, and so I'm like, but then I've also seen today a bunch of people have watched it and posted about it on Instagram, and they're like, it is so good. So I'm like, okay, I know I got to do it.
I mean, have you seen Snowpiercer, or have you seen any of his other films?
They're all good.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't really know much. I don't know. I honestly.
Well, Snowpiercer is like an American film.
Yeah. Oh, Liam Neeson.
No.
Oh.
It's a Chris. One of the Chris's. Chris.
Oh, okay. Evans Hemsworth.
Evans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
He's great.
I like him since Knives Out. He's very good in that movie.
See, that is one that I want to see that I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, that's fun. You know what? Normally, I haven't seen that many of the best pictures. They're just not movies I tend to go to at theaters. I still go to like comedies and movies you don't need to see.
I don't see anything in theaters anymore.
Yeah.
I will say that this is like, honestly, like, I tend to watch after they come out and you know what's going to be nominated. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely the first movie I've seen in a very long time that like truly deserves all of the Academy Awards that I won.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucking good.
Oh, I thought Star Wars was amazing and was like such a great like storytelling thing and just like checked all the boxes I wanted it to check, and it did not get that much love, which I get. It's like it's fun. But who says that the movies have to be serious, you know? But Parasite's a comedy, right? It's like a dark comedy.
Yeah, it's like a thriller comedy.
Oh, okay.
And there's like a lot of like social commentary. It's great. Ugh.
It's multifaceted.
Multifaceted. It's a genre bending film.
Levels.
Anyway, that's my fucked up, because now I'm like looking at everything in the lens of this movie, and I'm just
cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, cool.
It's great. It's like reading a really good book or something.
Maybe I'll watch it tomorrow so we can, like, talk about it.
You don't have to. You do it when you want.
True. Well, that's true. But I still want to see it.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to see it for a while, but also...
No, I totally have the same feeling when somebody's like, oh my God, you have to see this. Yeah. I'm like, fuck off. I'll do whatever I want.
Also, like, I like the comfort of the things I watch. Like, every Tuesday morning, I get up super early and I watch The Bachelor from the night before. And it's just, like, a nice little self-care, like,
yeah.
routine I have. So, sure. like, this morning I woke up and I made breakfast and I watched The Bachelor and it was great. And it's total trash and I know it, but...
That shit stresses me out. Like, that's not self-care for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think it's so funny.
Like, trash TV does not do what... Like, it doesn't... It makes me feel really bad and yucky.
Oh, it's not, like, mindless for you?
No, no. Yeah. It makes me feel yucky. I don't know.
I see. So. Makes me feel superior. It makes me feel smart as fuck.
You're like, I've made every great decision. Like,
oh, these people are dum-dums. Oh, my God.
Well, it's just a reminder of how many dum-dums are in the world.
Truly.
Who have bad priorities. And I'm like, well.
Yeah.
It overwhelms me with sadness.
It makes me think, I'm a feminist, except for these women.
Oh, dear.
Kidding. Half kidding. Mm. All right. Well, what do we got going on today? We're just going to get into it.
I think so. Yeah. You guys, we're talking about the whale explosion of 1970.
Oh, my God.
On the coast of Oregon.
This has been requested by DJ as a topic. Mm-hmm. This has been requested by multiple people entering the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. Many listeners have emailed us. Like, yeah. So this is... long overdue.
Look, I don't know what we're going to tell you about it that you don't already know, but we're going to have some hot takes, I bet.
Oh, for sure. I think one of my favorite podcast episodes of all time is the Dollop episode on this. It's so funny.
Oh, good.
I've listened to it like probably 3 times because it's so good. Yeah.
Well, I hope ours is better.
I mean, it's just going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair.
Yeah. So this takes place... November 9th. Well, it starts November 9th, mm-hmm. 1970.
Yep.
When a 45-foot, 8-ton sperm whale that had already been dead for a while.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, it died out at sea and washed up.
What makes a sperm whale a sperm whale?
Oh, I don't want to know. I'm assuming because it has a lot of sperm. I don't know.
It's got that whale dick. That's foreshadowing. No,
it's not called Moby Dick for nothing.
Moby D?
Yeah, Moby D. So this poor buddy, this dead-ass whale washed ashore near Florence on Oregon's south coast. So if you've ever been to Oregon, I've been to Florence.
Firenze, Oregon?
No, not quite. It's very rugged and wild and beautiful. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's something. So washed ashore on Oregon's south coast. And like I said, it had already been dead and decaying when it washed ashore. But after a couple of days of it being exposed to the sun on the beach, it got real nasty.
Woof.
And the smell of 8 tons of death wafting through the dunes was really, really intense. So someone had to figure out how to get rid of this shit.
I just love the idea of like a teenage couple being like, you know.
Getting down, like, and dirty.
Let's like head out to the ocean tonight under the stars and like we'll make out in the car or whatever. And it's like, okay. And then they like drive out there and they roll down their window and they're like, did you fart? Did you shit yourself?
Oh, my God. I don't know what a rotting whale smells like, nor do I ever want to find out, but it was heinous, I think.
Have you ever smelled microwave salmon? I bet it's that, but times like...
I mean, have you ever smelled a dead animal before?
Yeah, it's like if you took a dead animal carcass and then microwaved a piece of salmon in that.
And also, carcass. Like, took the stankiest beach smell you could possibly summon in your memory, in your mind's eye.
Just like...
your mind's nose, I should say.
Just like a handful of old kelp. Yeah. Like, the kind that washes up on the beach and it's, like, stinky. Like, you're like, something's in there that's dead.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, old kelp. It's, like, there's a dead creature somewhere.
And it's, like, I imagine it's like a cloying kind of scent because it's oily.
Oh my God, this just triggered a memory for me of spending a week with like family friends who lived in Tustin. So we would always like each summer we'd like go spend a week with them and then their kids would come spend a week with us. So it would give our parents like a week off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And so they would always take us to the beach. And one time we just like the whole thing was collecting shells. So we just like collected a ton of shells. And someone had collected a sand dollar or something.
Oh.
Well, they put it in the car and they left it in there. And we forgot. We like didn't
go think out. Anything of it. Yeah.
Well, something alive was alive in there and then it died.
Oh, no.
And we couldn't figure out what the smell was in the car. It was like in their minivan.
Oh, no.
Just like in a cup holder in the back seat. And we couldn't figure it out. They kept like vacuuming the car.
Oh,
they're like,
my God.
What is it? It's like beach smell. What is it? And it was just this like dead ass sand dollar. And finally they like picked it up and they're like, ooh. What is this? I can't believe you left this in the backseat. And like, we were like, why does it smell so bad? They're like, because it's dead.
Gross. I had no idea that could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. It's a shell for something.
For a living creature. Yeah. Oof. I know.
That's
so
really
anyway.
Funny. Oh my God.
Anyway, so I've smelled not close to it at all, but you know.
Yeah.
It smelled like death for sure.
Yeah. Imagine the worst thing you've ever smelled, and that's times a lot, 8 tons.
Yeah. But like, imagine the worst thing you've ever smelled and then shove it in a monkey's butt and then it sharts it out.
I don't know. I think it might be worse than that. So anyway, yeah, they were like, okay, we gotta, let's get this off the beach.
Yeah.
People are trying to
make out here
and, you know.
Do beach stuff.
And because the beaches are a public right-of-way in Oregon, and at the time, the Oregon beaches were under the jurisdiction of the state's highway division. Mm. And they were just like, we're the highway division. We don't really know what to do about an 8-ton dead whale. We're more in the business of dealing with potholes.
Yeah.
So.
You need a speed bump installed.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
We can talk. You got a dangerous curve, we'll put in some reflectors. But this, we don't know what the fuck to do here. So they literally were like, we need to call somebody who might know what to do. They called the fucking United States Navy.
Oh, I mean, that's fair.
I
deal with like ocean stuff, but why wouldn't you call the Coast Guard? The Navy's off the coast. They're in the ocean. They're on submarines and shit.
I don't know why they settled on the Navy. I'm sure there's much more backstory to it, but
maybe because there's that Village People song about it. It just was the first thing to come to mind.
It was probably super popular. it might have been popular way later. But yeah, it was the 70s. Everybody was fucking coked up and didn't know what the fuck was going on. They were idiots. So they called the Navy, and the Navy was like, you know, just explode it. Just blow it up.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, cool. We'll do it.
You just sounded like that character.
Pete Davidson's character. Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. Like, do you want to be famous?
No.
Okay.
Okay. So the Navy was like, yeah, just get a bunch of dynamite and blow that fucker up. And
okay,
and the highway division was like, okay. And so they had to like find a engineer who would do all the legwork and get the dynamite and, you know, stick it in the, you know, so
in the parts,
in the parts.
Yeah.
So during all this, I'm reading about how they just are moving forward with this plan. And I just wonder why they didn't get any kind of second or third opinions about this. It seems like kind of a big thing to try to undertake. I don't know why they didn't consult with, like, I don't know, some marine biologists.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe somebody who's dealt with something like this before, maybe in another country. I don't know. Or maybe somebody who's really good at disposing of bodies.
Yeah.
Like a serial killer.
Sure.
Or a mobster.
Yeah, totally. Like, put some concrete flippers on it and send it to the bottom of the ocean.
You know, just
let it become one again with the ocean, and the creatures can nibble on it and it'll, yeah.
I don't know why they just picked one approach and that was it. So I feel like it's
not a good idea from the beginning.
No. It's not.
Where do you think all that shit's going to go? I'm like, well, anyone with critical thinking would think, I mean, this is just going to create a big spread out mess.
Well, so many things could go wrong when you're not dealing with a very precise form of removal. Like
it's fucking highway driver science.
Highwayman science.
It's highwayman. It's the highway.
It's our way or the highway?
Science.
Well, I feel like they could have had a more holistic approach. Maybe just like a little bit more data points on what to do.
Let's take a poll. Let's like get a few options and then we'll vote.
Yeah.
But they're just like.
Okay. No, dynamite sounds tight. Cool.
Sounds cool.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. And we're going to tell you why all this is a real bad idea. I mean, it sounds like a bad idea. We don't know fucking shit about dynamite or dead whales, but it seems like they shouldn't be mixing.
Okay. This is like, it's just like physics, I guess, where it's like, if you have a pile of shit in the middle of a walkway, you don't think, oh, maybe I'll just like make more of a billion pieces of tiny shit and then it'll be easier to clean up. It's like, maybe not.
I don't know. I don't know what the rationale was.
I don't know. Yeah.
So, they wanted it to be gone as soon as possible because the officials were actually worried about not just the horrendous smell.
Yeah.
But also the possibility of people trying to climb onto the whale and possibly falling inside of the rotten carcass. Which,
put some fucking caution tape up around
it. I know. Like, just post a fucking, I don't know, highway patrolman there. You guys know all about the highways. Get a patrolman there.
Put a fucking speed bump in front of it and tell people to get lost.
Like, I guess this is a fair concern because people are idiots.
Yeah, but it's like, just put a sign that says, like, climb at your own risk. Also, whoever wants to touch that fucking thing when you can smell it for miles.
There's human beings don't like bad smells. Unless you got something, olfactory kink, I don't know.
Or it's like your own brand.
Or it's your own brand, yeah. But I think it smelled so bad that people were repulsed by it and nobody was going near this. Like, I guess we're
like daring people to get on it.
I don't know.
Teenagers, you know?
Maybe. So yeah, they're really worried about that. And I think if you were to fall off or into this thing, you would be very sick because it's rotting meat and
that's enough of that.
It's enough of that. Okay. So once they put their heads together to come up with quote Operation Splode That Whale.
Splode that whale.
Like I said, they needed to get an engineer to get the dynamite and get all the logistics in place.
Did he have a mullet?
Probably. If he didn't before, he did after.
Explosion up front, party in the back.
So the guy who got the job was the assistant director, district engineer, George Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of got the job by default, according to an interview he gave explaining the situation. This is him. I got designated because district engineer Dale Allen, that motherfucker, no, he didn't really say that, and others took off hunting when this thing broke, like the story about it broke.
Yeah.
Conveniently, I think.
Oh, Thornton said. Shade.
Yeah. To be fair, they had already planned on going hunting, but this thing made them all the more anxious to go.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was like, bye, George. Looks like you got this one, huh? And he was just like, God damn it. So he had to deal with all this bullshit. So he was just like, all right, let's get some fucking dynamite and do this shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, he just rolled with it. But this man did not even know how much goddamn dynamite to use. I mean, was he even an engineer? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what he was doing.
But also, you can be, like, maybe he was, like, a very specific, like, maybe he was, like, a road engineer, you know what I mean? Like, or, like a bridge engineer, you know what I mean?
He's, like, train engineer. He's like, I don't know why they got me doing this. I'm just trying to ride the rails.
But he worked for the highway division, so maybe he's like a...
No, he was like a real, like, engineer. I mean, he should...
Of parking spaces. This man was the best parking lot engineer you've ever not heard of.
You've seen the Kmart in Bend, Oregon, right? That was me.
Short. Wait, what?
That's a Thornton.
Thornton.
That's a Thornton lot.
Oh my God, this parking space has Thornton written all over it.
The Thornton-esque lines of these spaces.
Do you see how the meters catch the sun, like right at 3 p.m., which is the best part of the day? Oh, that's a Thornton. That's a Thornton kiss.
Well, this guy got put in charge, and he literally did not know how much dynamite to use, so he just went with a half fucking ton of dynamite.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, I don't know. Let's just do, like, a bunch.
He's like, hey, I need to buy some dynamite. And they're like, great. Well, we all only sell it by the quarter ton. And he's like, quarter ton seems too small. I'm going to go with a half ton.
I have four coming for dinner, so.
Yeah. What is it like? Let's see. I know it's usually when you're entertaining 4 ounces of meat per person, but if I'm thinking of whale meat and it's 8 tons.
How much do I have to multiply by?
Yeah.
Half ton.
Carry the one. Solve for X.
So that he's solving for X, and he's just like really went on the high end. Like, if he was playing Price is Right, he would be so over. He blew it. He really blew it.
Oh my God. They're like, how much would you say this toothpaste is? He's like, $1 million.
How much could a banana cost? $10. Oh God. So he gets a half ton of dynamite, sticks it somewhere inside of this.
All the buttholes.
Yeah. This, he just right in there. And so on November 12th, 1970, they're ready to let it rip on this whale.
Oh, that was actually all pretty fast.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
know. And they got a lot of dynamite very quickly.
I think they just probably had.
Yeah,
you know.
A dynamite guy.
Yeah.
They on speed dial.
Yeah, he's like, hold on, let me call my dynamite guy.
Says he'll give us a discount.
I think that's what it was. I think he got a discount on the half.
Really?
Half, no, I'm just kidding.
I was like, that makes sense. More than just like, licks his finger, holds it in the air. Half a ton. I think we'll go half a ton.
Well, I think it's like, by the case, it's, I don't know what the... They sell dynamite by the case, which is maybe like 10 sticks or something. I don't fucking know. But I guess half a ton of dynamite works out to 20 cases is like...
Oh, so maybe they ordered by the case.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. So who cares?
Who cares?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
So they're ready to go. All these people hear about it and they're like, oh, let's go check out this fucking whale explosion event.
It's like a fucking town gala.
Yeah. Oh, people were coming from far and wide. They're parking their cars at the beach. There's some, you know, sand dunes and like cliffs that overlook it. So people are like up on the dunes, and this man here who's in the area hears about it.
Mm-hmm.
This man happened to be a military explosives expert.
Oh.
And he was like, I'm in the area for business. I'm going to drive through and just check it out and see what happens. Maybe I can lend my expertise. So
who else, but like a man would think that.
I know. Well, of course, a woman who is like an explosives expert would be like, I'm staying very far away from this.
I don't care. I have other shit to do. Yeah. But he's like, slow day. Maybe I'll go down there and see if they want my opinion.
Yeah. Hello, I'm a man. Yes, you didn't ask for my opinion, but here I am.
Oh, excuse me. Who's in charge here? I'd like to offer my expertise.
I know. I think that's the kind of energy I need to start bringing into my everyday life.
We all do.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what we do here with this podcast.
Sure.
Offer hot takes and...
Yeah.
Some pretty uninformed opinions.
Oh, but that's the difference. We're not experts. These are just our opinions.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. So this man's name was Walt Eumenhofer.
Ooh.
And he was just like, rolls up and he's like, hey, can I just real quick talk to whoever's in charge? And he gets pointed over to George Thornton. And he's like, hey, George, let's see what you got going on. I'm an explosives expert. And I just wanted to drop in and see what kind of Michael Bay shit you got going on here. And
meanwhile, I keep thinking George Thorogood.
Isn't that
Bad to the Bone?
I keep thinking of, she's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby. I'm her little lover boy. Is that George Thorogood? I don't know.
That's Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh yeah, Bad to the Bone.
I think George Thorogood is, yeah. Bam. This whole thing's bam. Bad to the whale bone.
So he sees
blam.
Oh my god.
Okay. Okay, he sees George and George's like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, Walt's like, hey, you're using way too much dynamite. And George was like, shut up, you pussy ass bitch. More power. Let's fuck this whale in the ass with the explosives. And Walt's like, dude, it's not gonna matter how much
he's like, no one wants to do that.
Nobody wants to do that. Are you trying to get rid of the whale or what are you trying to do here? Because what you're about to do is gonna be bad. And he's like, trust me, it's not gonna be good.
Yeah.
Please do not do this.
He's like, out of my way.
Yeah, he's like, I'm in charge here.
He's like getting people to chant half a ton, half a ton.
So nobody heeds Walt's advice at all.
Of course.
Of course. Why would you?
Also, it's like already set in motion.
Yeah.
The cameras, the news cameras are already there.
I feel like what happened, they already put all the dynamite inside of the whale. And they're like, we're not going in there and getting that shit out.
Like, do you know what that smells like? It's already upsetting.
Yeah. So they go ahead with the whole shebang, and Walt was like, all right, this is a very bad idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch from very far away.
Because smart.
You know.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be bad. I'm gonna walk very far away. I just bought a new car the other day that I drove down here, and I don't want anything bad to happen to me or my car.
Yeah.
So he goes like a quarter of a mile away from this.
Yeah.
And is like, all right, I'm good. So George was all ready to go. He's hard. He's good to go. And he pushes go on that detonator around 3:45 in the afternoon, and boom went the dynamite.
Ooh. And everything was fine. And then that was the end. And thank you. Thanks for listening. Bye. Stay excellent. Yeah. To yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.
Well, this was not excellent. It's not how it went.
No.
Walt was right. The explosion was very big, which was cool at first. Yeah. Everybody was like, ah, fuck yeah, explosion.
Yeah. It like made a giant cloud of like, it looked cool. It was like.
Yeah, somebody said it looked like tomato juice.
Oh, that's kind of fun. But stinky.
Yeah. But then, and everyone cheered and
bloody
it was cool.
Moby.
And those cheers soon turned to screams of disgust and fear.
Oh my God.
When it started raining rancid whale blubber on everyone. Can you fucking imagine?
No, but yes, I can. Because, like, what else do you think is going to happen in this scenario? It's just going to, like, explode down into the sand and no one's going to have to deal with this shit? No. This is what is wild to me. Like, have you ever seen the comedian Gallagher? It's the same scenario where it's like you hit it with a sledgehammer, chunks fly.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing. You explode it with the dynamite, chunks fly.
All these people were in the splash zone. And they just were so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like people who shoot their guns in the air and don't think that bullets are going to fall down. I don't know what the fuck is happening.
I know.
So this shit went fucking everywhere. It was chunks of whale blubber ranging in sizes of you know, teeny little droplets.
Wisps.
To chunks the size of boulders.
Oh my God.
Falling out of the sky everywhere. You can hear it. So the cool thing about this whole thing is it was all caught on tape.
News.
There was news cameras yeah. out reporting live all about it. There's a very famous video, which we'll talk about a little bit later, where they got a good shot of it all happening. They got interviews of all these stupid idiots, and they got the sound that the blubber was making as it hit the ground, and the, you know, the screams of everybody. So, yeah, it was real bad, and it went everywhere.
Oh my God. It like, yeah, I mean, like, big chunks were just flying, but then this cloud that had like been created, the like blood cloud or whatever.
Yeah, the pink mist, if you will. Like,
yeah.
Like that happens when, yeah.
Yeah.
It vaporized some of it.
Yeah, like the queef that created. Yeah. It like went up for a second. People are like, whoa. And then it didn't dissipate.
Yeah, it just stayed hanging in the air.
Yeah, and then the air kind of changed direction and it started moving towards everyone in the parking lot.
Jesus Christ.
People like, because the chunks range so much in size, like people were covered in this shit. Like yeah. people had it on their person.
It was raining.
Yeah.
Like it rained
yeah.
the blood and
yeah.
guts.
Uh-huh.
But also blubber chunks. So
fucking chunks.
And it was oily.
Oh my God.
Because also I feel like it kind of cooked it a little bit too because it was an explosion.
Oh, it's like seared.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet it smelled like a salmon skin hand roll.
I bet it did not smell that good.
I bet it smelled like burnt fish. And that does not, that smell does not leave your apartment for a long ass time.
There's people who were at this event who still can recall the scent of that, like
yeah.
40, 50, however long it was, 40 years later,
oh my
over
God.
40 years later.
Yeah.
Remember Walt?
Yeah.
And how he tried to get further away?
And what, he was warning them?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was right.
And he was right. Well, he was fine, but his brand new Oldsmobile that he just bought was not.
Oh, no.
A fucking huge chunk of whale blubber landed right smack dab on his goddamn car.
Oh, it fucking crushed it.
Like, this thing was flattened. Like, it was gnarly.
Like when you just stomp on a, like, soda can.
Yeah.
It just went flomp.
It's impressively crushed.
Yeah. It is. Like, all the windows shattered out. It's
yeah.
like, whoa. It's just so wild that it's his car.
I know. Of all the people. I mean,
I know.
Nobody, I don't think anybody else's car got fucked up, did it?
You know what?
I think a couple cars maybe got their windshields maybe.
I think there was like a little bit of like
there was some damage
yeah,
to other
cars. Yeah,
there
was some damage and like people were like maybe injured but just like cuz a heavy chunk fell on them or whatever
yeah.
but like also though I secretly love that this happened cuz he's like I'm going to mosey down there and see if I can help. It's like look what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like a know-it-all being really obnoxious
yeah.
like I don't know. He tried. I feel like this man was just trying to be helpful,
yeah.
even though he was kind of annoying about it. But,
yeah.
like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not fair that this man.
Oh.
So he.
It's great, though. You can't write this shit.
You cannot write this shit. I can't believe this shit happened. Yeah. So one of the things that they thought was going to happen once they did this.
Yeah.
was that it was just going to obliterate it to such a degree that, yeah, maybe it was going to spread chunks everywhere, but it would be, most of it would go out to sea or it wouldn't be so bad. Like they could just kind of, you know, push it with bulldozers, whatever, the
yeah.
remaining chunks.
Yeah.
No big deal out into the ocean and the remainder would be eaten up by seagulls and
yeah.
birds and stuff.
Yeah. Creatures? Critters?
Critters would come and eat the rest of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, because they did a fucking huge explosion, all the goddamn birds got freaked out and flew the fuck away from there because they didn't want no part of that shit.
No, fuck that. Also, yeah, it scared them. And also, why, like, who's just going to come eat this fucking gross-ass leftovers? This expired, we don't know, weeks ago, maybe
yeah.
months. We don't know how long it's been dead.
The sell-by date is...
It is long expired.
It's expired.
And, you know, there's a couple days on. You can go past the sell-by because it's sell-by. Mm-hmm. They assume you're going to have it maybe a little longer. But, like, dude, this was so fucking expired.
It was nasty.
It was nasty.
So, no seagulls came.
Nope.
And after all that, there is still huge fucking chunks that they couldn't move with, like, anything.
No.
They couldn't even bulldoze it out because it was still way too big. So they ended up having, at the end of the day, to just bury it like they should have all along. That's what they should have done.
Oh.
They didn't want to bury it at first because it was just going to get, the sea was going to erode away whatever sand that they buried it with. And they didn't want to do that, but they ended up having to do that anyway. So they, and I mean, they did have to, all the gases that build up would have maybe perhaps caused an explosion anyway. So they were like, let's just get ahead of this thing and blow it up ourselves.
Yeah.
But like to a degree that'll make it more manageable.
Yeah.
That I think was the thinking, but all this did not happen. And you know why? Because he used way too much fucking dynamite. Mm-hmm. What had happened was it blew a hole underneath. An explosion doesn't just go up.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah. And it blew down and it created it made space underneath for it to just, it didn't have anywhere to go basically.
Yeah, the explosion.
So it just stayed in this like rut under, like in the sand.
Oh my God.
And it didn't even, it fucked up.
Oh my
God. It backfired. Pretty bad.
It downfired.
Yeah.
This is wild. Also, they had to fucking pick up all the medium and small size chunks that were like clearly chunks. Like the one that fell on that guy's car. Yeah. Like they have to pick that up. Like that now they created extra work.
And they caused damage.
And they caused damage. And they ruined people's days, weeks, months because that smell. People were traumatized.
They're extremely lucky nobody was hurt or killed.
I know. Okay, but also, like, going back to the bearing, fuck that. It's so rude because also, you know, like, have you ever been to the beach and found something gross buried in the sand?
I mean, I don't remember anything gross when I was a kid or anything.
I found poop.
Ew! Yeah. That is so fucking rude.
Like, turds. I found, probably dog turds, like, people let their dogs on.
Yeah.
I found, like parts of sandwiches and stuff. Like people are just too lazy to go throw it away and you're like making a sandcastle and then it's like someone's bologna sandwich.
Also,
and
like how are the seagulls not getting that shit?
Because it's buried. I know. Like people, kids dig a hole or whatever and like put the, but it's just like
I buried
rude.
Jack's vomit that one time he threw up on the beach. So I feel bad about that, but.
As long as no kids found it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, by the time someone finds that, like, the liquid has been absorbed by the sand, so then, and then it just, like, is sand, you know? It's like, what once was sand returns to sand. Yeah. What once was Jack eating sand has returned to the sand.
Vomit to vomit, sand to sand.
But, ew, it's just so gross. It's just like, oh, man, like, all the kids, like,
That beach, it took some rehabilitation over the years, I feel like. But
there's
there's
a Florence beef.
Whale beef.
There's a Florence beach project, and it's just like they just go out there every Sunday with like a trash bag and pick up like flesh and then spray Febreze, light a bunch of candles. They're like trying to ward off the stench.
Oh, God.
They just wipe a bunch of like dryer sheets.
Just some baking soda all over the beach. Oh my God. Well, that happened. It was terrible. Everybody was, you know, pretty chagrined about it. And then it was over and everybody went back to their lives and it was all fine. Sort of.
Oh.
But what happened to George? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so George, Okay. Well, for a while, when people would ask him about this incident, because clearly, like, it was a big news story, and, mm-hmm. like, people were wanting to interview him and shit, first he'd decline, like, to be interviewed, but he would say only that, it, like, when people were like, so what happened? He'd say, it blew up in my face.
It sure did.
Which is funny and that's makes pretty me funny. Like him. Yeah. Yeah. And I almost feel bad for the guy just because it does seem like he was kind of abandoned with this problem. Like, everyone's and he gone was kinda, and
yeah, and he was just kind of stuck dealing yeah. with this bullshit.
And maybe trying to do a good job. Who knows? Or maybe not. But I just feel kind of bad. Until, like, shortly after the incident, when he wrote up the, like, incident report of yeah. everything that happened, he deemed it a success.
I think he's a little bitch because he was, like, already complaining the entire time about yeah. and, like, naming names about oh, how yeah. everybody abandoned him uh-huh. to deal with this problem.
Yeah.
And it wasn't his fault he was so incompetent. He shouldn't have been left alone with this yeah. problem. It's like,
but you still moved on with it.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. Like, you just don't do stupid shit.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, you don't have to be super competent. Just
yeah.
ask people for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the problem. He didn't ask the right people for help.
No.
Like, even though this was the course of action that was happening, he could have been like, hey, let me get some other experts in here. Let me call some fucking munitions experts.
Munitions.
Like, goddamn World War II had just happened a couple decades ago. Yeah. That's where all these people are, you know, they're just hanging out. They're like, yeah, I know all about blowing shit up. Like, let me know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking call them, say, hey, this is George Thorogood.
You're my pride. And you're just kidding.
Oh, do you know anything about munitions? What happens if I fill a whale's butt with fireworks?
Nothing good, George.
Did he go boom? Oh, what? Yeah, it was dumb. But also the fact that he wrote that it was a success is honestly just what we call manifesting now. So yeah. It's like, he's like, you know what? I'm going to call this a success and someday it will be a success. But he's wrong. But good for him. You know what? He's like, you know what? I'm just going to roll with this.
Yeah. And he got a fucking promotion 6 months after this
fucking
shit.
6 months. That's not even long enough for people to forget the smell.
He ruined somebody's fucking car and rained goddamn rancid oily whale blubber on everybody.
God. Oh, my God.
How was he not fired?
He made a fucking whale smoothie out on the beach and just, like, left the lid off the blender and it went all over.
Truly.
Oh, my God.
This man got a fucking promotion. Like, this is, you know,
I mean, I know.
I hate this guy. I don't know. I don't like him.
Well, okay. Unlike the whale, this is a story that will not die.
This is probably one of the more wild things about this story.
Yeah. And it's also fun, but also annoying.
Yeah.
So literal decades after this incident in the 90s, a humor columnist from the Miami Herald published an article that would yet again bring attention to this disaster, which, like, because, like, I guess over at some point people kind of dropped it and it was like almost like folklore or something, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. That thing that happened, but like
this was the time before the internet yeah. and before, you know, stupid shit like this would make nothing like this would make international news,
no,
let alone nationwide news.
Yeah, no,
maybe it popped up in you know, the back pages of some, you know, newspapers in other states. But this was like,
yeah.
This is very local, silly.
Silly. And like frivolous. Because like,
yeah.
It was the fucking 70s. Like, yeah. There's real shit going on, yeah. You know? And so in his piece, which he titled The Far Side Comes to Life in Oregon, it was basically just a recounting of the events with a lot of this really happens. Like, this really happened thrown in. So he just, like, recounted exactly what happened.
Yeah, because there's evidence of it, yeah.
But then he would just be like, and also I'm telling you that this is real. Like, he just peppered so much of that into this article to assure the reader that it was a true story. But what happened, and like, people were like, oh, my God, is this really real or whatever at the time. But then the internet comes along, and what happened is there weren't a lot of details regarding the actual facts of the incident. He just, like, kind of recounted it as a story. I read the article.
Yeah, and there was no, like, defining information about when this happened.
When, where. Yeah, like, there's no – it just says – there was once a dead whale on a beach, and they used whatever.
It was basically a limerick.
So there weren't a lot of details. And then there was the rise of the internet. And because it doesn't have a lot of identifying factors, the articles started circulating again as news. And this was written in 1990.
Yeah.
Or 1994 or something.
1990. This is when the internet was brand new. So it was posted on
Message boards.
Yeah, like little bulletin boards is what it was.
But like for years would just keep popping back up, and people would like call up Oregon police and like complain about this incident.
Yeah, like, I can't believe you did this. Like, why would you do this? And they're just like, ma'am, this is a Wendy's now. We're not even the police department. We used to in the 70s, but not anymore. Yeah. They bulldozed it and put a Wendy's in.
Oh, my God. Ma'am, what would you like me to do about it? This is everything that's like wrong with the world today too. Because it's like people just go on the internet to complain about shit. But it's like, well, what would you do? It's like they never have an answer.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, that's it. I mean.
Yeah. The internet back then, you know, just spread this around. So people thought it was fake, actually.
Yeah.
And then when people were able to actually see the news report videos, like the videos of the news report from back in the 70s, and verify that it was a real thing that had happened, and see how fucking gnarly it was, people were like, oh shit, this actually happened. Here's exact... Because you need to verify this. I think Snopes is one of the first websites that like confirmed, did their due diligence, called people who were involved, and found actually spoke to them, found the footage, and posted it on the internet. And were like, hey, here it is. Yeah, it was like they wrote the article back in like 2000 or something.
Yeah.
Really getting to the bottom of it and like illustrating exactly what happened. So
I'm sure it's going to be circulating again at the end of this year, because it's been 50 years this year. So I'm sure there's going to be like fluff pieces on it and stuff news outlets. Yeah. So I'm sure it's going to circulate again, and people are going to be like, what? This happened? Oh my God. When? And it's like, well, it says in the news article, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, I don't know that this is not a tried and true method of removing a whale from a beach. So don't do it.
Yeah.
Just bury it. That's the common disposal. Method, I think.
They can't drag it out to sea on Sea-Doos.
I think...
It probably just would disintegrate.
Yeah, I think if they try... Like, they can't really... It's too, like...
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's like a bowl of jelly. There's no integrity. It's rough. It's really rough. I don't know. Well...
I did some of this research while I was eating sushi earlier, and that's was bad.
It's not what you want.
Oh, fucking...
We should have done
it. Spicy yellowtail hand roll. And I was like, these chunks look a lot like those chunks. You know what I mean? Smaller, cuter, fresher. But still, I had to stop what I was doing.
Yeah. We should have done a disclaimer at the top.
Oh,
letting people know not to be eating.
I think they'll get it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. People who eat and listen to the show, either you've already learned your lesson and you don't do that anymore, or you're cool with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Well, that's all I got.
Yeah, same.
I gotta stop talking about this.
Me too. I'm feeling ill.
Yuck.
Yucky. All right.
Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I know you have many options for listening to a story like this, because there are so many. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for listening to our take.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Follow us on social media.
Yeah, at DTFU Podcast, all the platforms.
Go to our website, DTFUpodcast.com.
Leave us a message on our... I mean, no, that's not what I want to say. I want to say leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars, a little lovely note. We would love it.
I love reading the reviews we get. They're so, so nice.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Some of them are not that nice, but
it's fine. Keeps us humble.
Yeah.
But also, fuck those people.
That's how you know you made it.
Yeah. True. We got a hater.
When you're great, people hate.
yeah.
But we like it when people are nice.
Yeah, I like that more. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel good, and the bad reviews make me feel bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking blow up whales.
No.
And you know what? Be excellent to yourselves.
And each other.
Yeah. And whales.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. SeaWorld.